What's up this week, guys?
Is their running scheme is consistent that a lot of these zone scheme teams, that you can almost interchange the backs, you know, and you know, obviously miss Arian Foster, but without him, they're still pretty formidable.
Yeah. Formidable with it. 44's had a good year, you know, especially early in the year. They've done a good job for a long time. Consistent scheme and well-coached and been able to move pieces around. So they're a very good offense. This is good offense. This offense moves the ball. So we need to take care of, we need to do what we need to do, which is set edges in a run game and use our hands and get off of blocks. We've been pretty good at that most of the year, but we'd like to, like I say, we'd like to turn pretty good into great, and that's what you have to do. They're the best in the world, so we have to stay on our feet. We have to use our hands.
What do you think of this Keenum kid? DA was talking about they like to push the ball downfield. Is he forcing things? Is he pretty smart with where he goes with the football?
Yeah, he knows where guys are, and he's got confidence in himself to throw the ball up to the playmakers. And he, for the most part, he's kept balls away from the defense, but he will, like any quarterback, we have to find a way to affect him. And when you can affect quarterbacks, then you got a chance for tips and overthrows, just like their defense does a good job of. We've gotten better at tips and overthrows and catching the ball when it's thrown to us and taking advantage of our opportunities.
Jason, when you face a team that's having the losing streak like them, do you say, you know, let's get on top of them quick? Let's never give them a feeling of maybe this is a streak-breaking opportunity here. I mean, do you have a chance to maybe, I don't want to say demoralize, but to keep them down in the funk that they're currently in?
I think it's like anything else. They put 60 minutes on the clock. We got to play for four quarters. Defensively, in the games we've started fast, we've done pretty well getting the ball. This team, and they do a great job of changing their formations and starting fast. You don't know what formations or personnel groups, for that matter, they're going to pick, but you do know what concepts, runs and passes they're going to run. So to start fast against this team, and they started real fast against the Colts, they just weren't able to finish it off. But to start against these teams, you have to keep top-down coverage, which we need to do at all times, of course, limit explosives in the pass game, and with that receiver that they have and their other guys, they're pretty good at it. So early in this game, we need to make sure we use our rules on formations, set the edges on the runs, and not let anything out, because they do start fast. As a team, it's four quarters. We need to play four quarters. And the way to do that is focus, and it's learned, both for them and for us. You can't always control how the ball bounces, but you have to take advantage of it when it does bounce your way. And playing for four quarters and knocking people back for four quarters, playing top-down coverage for four quarters is where we need to go as a defense.
The top-down coverage is obviously a lot better this week. Was it just an off day against the Eagles, or how do you analyze what happened on that day?
We fell down. We had a chance to make plays. We fell down. We had to stay on our feet. I mean, that's the biggest thing. We fell down. When you get those opportunities for those one-on-one balls or we have more people back, we got to make the play. We got to be in the right spot to discourage the throws. And then when we get in those positions, we have to make the plays. So, but a lot of it was, like I said last week, we fell down. We need to do what we need to do. All the defenses are designed to know where your help is. We got to understand where our help is and push guys to our help.
Dennis said that he brought DJ into the office just to kind of check on his mental state. Obviously, he had a bad game against Philadelphia, and he's been hurt. Have you kind of noticed maybe him being a little bit less than enthusiastic or him being down at all?
No. DJ loves football. He's been great. He's been great. He's been in every meeting paying attention, working on his body, trying to get back. He's a good young man, and we're glad he's here. I like how he pays attention. He doesn't leave the side of those DBs that are in our room, and like we've said about the rooms a lot, I like the mix. You know, from Woodson on down, those DBs, we got the right mix of guys that have played different number of years in the league, and a lot of guys who have been very successful in this league, and they're starting to make more and more plays here. He's right there with them, following them around, which is good.
When a guy's had the kind of year he's had, especially as a rookie, can there be too much attention paid to him? Let's prop him up too much? Do you have to kind of let him just kind of work through it to a certain extent?
Yeah, you want to present the information to any student, really, in anything. Any student that you're teaching, you present the information, and then you check on where they are. So we do it as coaches. You know, obviously the defensive backs coaches do a great job with him. They make sure that they're quizzing him and on him, and then we'll check in, myself, DA, we'll check in to see how he is mentally, or do you got any questions here, or just ask him a question. So it's not a matter of that. It's a matter of more just the process. You just keep the process going. Keep their learning. Make sure that, hey, remember this call. All right, what'd you do the first time? Yeah, I didn't know that the first time. What do you do now? Every time I'm going to do this, coach. Okay, good. And then you go to the next thing. Then you ask them something else later, see where they are. And then they'll come, as they continue to gain understanding, they'll come ask you questions. And that's where you want them. You want them to say, hey, JT, I understand this. And tell me about this. What if this happens? Okay, good. Because that's when they're taking the rules and learning to the next level. DJ does that.
What are you happiest with right now, your man-to-man or your zone coverage?
Well, we're going to mix coverages. And like you hear us say a lot, we're going to activate 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 guys. We're going to do our mix, man and zone.
What do you feel most comfortable with? When you're out, when you see the zone or you see the man-to-man, which one are you most comfortable with watching and saying this will be like?
Well, there's certain times where we're going to play man, because there's certain times where we have to deny the ball to get off the field. So there's certain times where we're going to play man. But we had some great man snaps last week and just completely denied the ball, and then we're in the middle of a drive, and they converted a third down in the beginning of it, and we call a slightly different stunt and pure cover two, and Tracy picks it off and takes it to the house. So we're going to mix. We're going to play mix. I'm comfortable in all of it. So are the guys. They like our mix, and we like our mix. I like that word, see? The mix is what can – you have – these quarterbacks are too good. Young, old, tall, short, in this league, they're too good. If you can't change up, you better be absolutely better than everybody. But in the NFL, there isn't too many teams that are just better than everybody. They're all professionals. They're the best athletes in the world. And you have to be able to play both. You got to do both, and you got to do them right. We've gotten better in all phases as this year's gone on. We had one game where we didn't play as good. But other than that, when we play top down and we knock people back, we're getting better.
You've talked about, you know, like DBs, like finishing and making plays at the point of no return. Talk about Tracy in that regard. It seems like he's pretty good at knowing when to get a hand in, when to make a move and make a positive play.
That's right. And some of that is confidence in your ability. You need reps, and you keep working with reps. What we loved about Tracy, you know, what you loved about Tracy in college, Mike Jacobs in college, DJ in college, is they made those plays in college. And with a DB, you got to spend more time. You got to watch more film when you're evaluating, because a really good one in college might only get thrown at 2 or 3 times a game. So when they get thrown at, you got to see what they do with that ball skills at that point. And then you drill it from there, and then you continue to go. Tracy's done a good job at that, and he's even getting better and better every week at it. It's that not panicking at the point when their hands come up playing through there and being able to locate the ball. And it's an amazing skill that these guys have, but we like where they're going with that. All our DBs are getting better at it.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Sure.